You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. Welcome to Neon Jazz. First up on the show is jazz guitarist Barney Cassell with his song By Myself off the 1988 album Red Hot and Blues. The Oklahoma native is generally considered to be one of the greatest jazz guitarists of the 20th century. Barney had a vast knowledge of chords, inversions, and melodies. He was a member of many prominent jazz groups, as well as a first call guitarist for studio, film, and television recording sessions. He began his career as a teenager, touring with local dance bands before moving on to bands led by Chico Marx. Barney quickly established himself as a key post-Charlie Christensen jazz guitarist. Of further note, Barney's sons David and Daniel became session musicians working with Phil Spector during the 1970s. Finally, on Pete Townsend's 1983 album Scoop, he paid homage to the guitarist with the instrumental song To Barney Cassell. Not too bad. Thanks again for joining us here on a new episode of what we call Neon Jazz, full of all that jazz goodness you dig. This is your jazz host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of the American Jazz Museum here in Kansas City, Missouri, featuring musicians like Abby Lane, Walt Dickerson, Bobby Hutcherson, and much, much more. Coming at you next on Neon Jazz is sax legend Al Cohn with the 1950 song I'm Tellin' Ya. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Barney Willen.
That was the very talented French tenor and soprano saxophonist Barney Willen with his quartet in 1959 live at the Newport Jazz Fest with the song Barney's Tune. Willen was born in Nice, France. His father was an American dentist turned inventor, and his mother was French. His career initially boosted in 1957 when he worked with Miles Davis on the soundtrack A Censure pour le Chaffon. In 1959, Willen wrote his two soundtracks with Kenny Clarke. 2 years later, he wrote yet another soundtrack score that had him team him up with bebop piano hero Thelonious Monk. Willen had a particular interest in film scores, composing for French films in the 80s and 90s. He was always interested in other genres of music. In the mid to late 60s, he became interested in rock and recorded an album dedicated to Timothy Leary. Coming up next on the show is post-bop vibraphonist Walter Dickerson, the 1961 song, Time.
Thank you.
This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Was Grammy Award-winning jazz drummer and bandleader Art Blakey with the 1959 tune Miguel's Party. Art was one of the inventors of the modern bebop style of drumming. He is known as a powerful musician and a vital groover. His band of bluesy, funky, hard bop continues to be profoundly influential on mainstream jazz. For more than 30 years, his band Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers included many young musicians who went on to become prominent names in jazz. The band's legacy is not only known for the often exceptionally fine music it produced, but is a proving ground for several generations of jazz musicians. Blakey was inducted into the Jazz Hall of Fame in 1982, the Grammy Hall of Fame in 2001, and was awarded the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2005. All very worthy honors. Up next on Neon Jazz is a rare find with Albert Vossen performing the song A Spirit off a German swing, dance, and jazz bands of 1937 to 44 album.
What's the good of feeling high when all the lights are low? Take it easy,
cha-cha-cha.
Take it easy,
cha-cha-cha.
When I'm in a mood that's dreamy, must you cha-cha-cha? Take it easy,
cha-cha-cha.
Take it easy,
cha-cha-cha.
Don't forget that I'm your partner, not a traffic cop. Take your time, cha-cha with ease. Take your time, slow if you please. take it easy.
Cha-cha-cha.
Don't you know it's more romantic when a dance is slow? Take it easy.
Cha-cha-cha.
Take it easy.
Cha-cha-cha.
What's the good of feeling high when all the lights are low? Take it easy.
Cha-cha-cha.
Take it easy.
Cha-cha-cha.
We've got lots of time ahead of us. The night is young. Take it easy. Take it easy. Don't you know the music should be swayed instead of swung? Take your time, cha-cha with ease. Take your time, slow if you please. Take it easy, boys.
That was singer and actress Abby Lane with the 1958 song Take It Easy. Lane began her career as a child actress on radio, and from there she progressed to singing and dancing on Broadway. She was married to Spanish jazz bandleader Xavier Cugat from 1952 to 64. She achieved her greatest success as a nightclub singer and was described as the swinginest sexpot in the show business. Cugat's influence was seen in her music, which favored Latin and rumba styles. In 1958, she starred opposite Tony Randall in the Broadway musical Oh, Captain. Her most successful record was a 1958 album collaboration with Tito Puente titled Be Mine Tonight. Her work was worthy enough for a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Keeping in a Tinseltown mindset here on Neon Jazz, here's Bing Crosby, the 1932 tune, Some of These Days.
Some of these days, you're gonna miss me, honey. Some of these days, you're gonna be so lonely. You'll miss my hugging, gonna miss my kissing. You'll be so sorry when I'm away. Now you're gonna be lonely, just for me only. Cause you know, honey, that you had your way. And when you leave me, you know it's gonna grieve me. You'll miss your little daddy some of these days. Your way. And when you leave me, you know it's gonna grieve me. You'll miss your little da 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 da. Tweet, 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 tweet.
This is Neon
Jazz.
Thank you.
That was free jazz and post-bop vibraphone and marimba player. Take two. That was free jazz and post-bop vibraphone and marimba player Bobby Hutcherson with the 1967 tune Till Then off the Oblique album. His vibraphone playing is suggestive of the style of Milt Jackson and its free-flowing melodies, but has this sense of harmony and group interaction that is very modern. Hutcherson has influenced many young vibraphone players. In 2010, he received the Lifetime Jazz Master Fellowship Award from the National Endowment for the Arts. Bobby is still alive and kicking with over 39 albums to his credit as a solo act. Love those vibraphones. Up next on the show is sax man Billy Harper with trumpet player John Faddis with the 1974 song 17 Bar Blues.
Thank you.
Again, that was Billy Harper and John Faddis with 17 Bar Blues. Taking us out of this episode of Neon Jazz is a very talented trumpet man, arranger, and composer, Terrence Blanchard, with the tune Child's Play off the 2005 album Flow. Thanks for tuning in to a show featuring the best from America's finest invention, jazz. And thanks to my good friend and show engineer, John Christopher, for giving Kansas City Radio more music and class. Let us know what you think, or not, about our little show here at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
You sure?
I was until the volume was... yeah, that's a take. We're on.
Neon Jazz.